people in Princeton can't set off fireworks. Not legally, anyway. They can't set them off, but they can buy them in town. At a couple locations, in fact. At least that was the way until last week. Princeton Town Council just passed a bylaw banning the sale of fireworks in Princeton. The status of that bylaw is now uncertain. More on that in a moment. One of the businesses affected by this is the Looney Bin and Bakery. Owner Dawn Castor says she was not consulted about the change.
For the last 6 years, we've been able to sell fireworks, and then we were told that possibility of we were not going to be able to sell fireworks anymore. But I didn't hear anything from the town council, anybody, the bylaw officer, nobody came and talked to me. And then on Monday night, they did three readings. We had been told it would take three readings to go through. Well, they did all three readings in one evening, which I didn't realize was possible. And we were told Tuesday morning by email from the town that it was illegal to sell fireworks out of our establishment anymore. We're a small business. It's just going to hurt my sales. I'd say about a quarter of my sales. And being a small business, and we want people to shop locally, you still can buy them you can buy them elsewhere in other communities. So now we're going to make people leave our town, and we want people to shop locally. And if they leave town to buy fireworks, then they're going to do other shopping. And we're a small town that needs to keep all our people, as many customers here, local. We've been very surprised by the support that people have given us. We're quite a little store here, and we've got a lot of loyal customers. And oh my goodness, the support has been fantastic. Because they're upset that the town council didn't communicate. Nobody notified us prior to it. It was just all such a big surprise.
That's Dawn Castor. She's the owner of the Looney Bin and Bakery in Princeton. Now, we tried to reach someone with the town of Princeton to explain the move. The chief administrative officer told us the proposed ban is a matter of safety. They declined an interview, however. We contacted two counselors. They, too, declined to speak. One of them said the matter had now been deferred because of opposition from the community. Council apparently now looking for input from residents. On the Princeton and area Facebook page, there's lots of criticism of the ban. Denise Cook writes, I find myself a little confused by a new bylaw town council's trying to put through. There's one store in town that I know of that sells fireworks, the Looney Bin. Dawn never sells the fireworks when the fire ban is on, and I've even known her to take them off the shelves before the ban comes on. She's a pretty responsible business owner. The sale of fireworks is a huge profit to her business. Could you imagine if she tried to make it on $1 greeting cards and 50-cent candles alone? It was definitely a surprise when she was notified. Helene Thiessen writes, very sad that we have to go out of town to buy fireworks. And Spencer Coyne says, in the future, it would be good if council was to actually speak to those who will be impacted by bylaw changes and work with them. And finally, Megan Garbett writes, no, not the fireworks. We get some every year for Christmas and New Year's. We will renew, by the way, our calls to the town to try to get an explanation of the status, anyway, of the fireworks ban.